She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. We're also live on the internet. Talking about the internet, next week, Saturday, is our last Saturday on KHNR AM 690. Okay? Just check us out on the website, GeorgeNita, www.georgenita.com. Okay? So, anyway. Sorry about last week, Saturday, but we did the broadcast from Kauai at the Aston Beach Hotel. And the people there had a lot of fun. So, it was nice cars. Really nice cars. You know, it's surprising. Island of Kauai has that many really super nice cars. Anyway, if you have a question, whatever, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? The traffic jam is getting worse and worse. When will you, the people, get fed up about all this traffic jam? And it's so lucky that nobody has died because the emergency vehicle couldn't get to them in time. Anybody ever wonder about that? It's not a good situation. Anyway, remember, if you can't tune in, you can't use the computer, ask a relative or friend if they can find out for you on the computer going to my website. Okay? Go check it out. The rail, as you saw on the news, or you probably didn't see it on the news, is not working out right because the stands that hold up the rail is moving and not lining up anymore. So you're going to have this problem all the way through. And can Hawaii afford to keep it up? You know, some of you say that you cannot cancel it now because you got to pay the $2 billion whatever. Well, as far as I know, if you break a contract, there is no payoff of $2 million, $2 billion. Breaking the contract is one, the time. Number two, the cost. If you're going to build a house, you have a contract with your contractor. And he says he's going to build it for you at $200,000. And he'll take a year. A year goes by, he's not finished. And he's asking you for another $400,000. Are you going to pay him? Are you going to say, oh yeah, I got to pay him? Think about that. Anyway, who do we have on the line?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, you know, about the traffic. You know, I think with all this traffic out there, I think that's what's making people have more road rage out there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, wasn't the accident that happened a couple of nights ago on H1 in Waikele? So supposedly they said it was intentional.
Really?
The gal hit the guy on the motorcycle, and supposedly she dragged him. She dragged him, you know, so many feet, and I guess they're saying it was intentional. So maybe it was a road rage incident.
Hmm. You're right.
Maybe, you know, maybe I'm just speculating, but maybe the guy cut her off, and, you know, she didn't like it, and, you know. But I'm gonna say something, that a lot of these guys on these motorcycles and mopeds, boy, they really do cut you off.
I mean, yeah.
They cut in real close.
Yeah. They cut close. In and out.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And then another thing, you know, on the H1 freeway by going towards Manoa, right by Kapiolani.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they widened the freeway months ago, or maybe sometime last year. But, you know, by them widening it, it actually makes more traffic. because, you know, the lanes are more narrow, right?
That's right. But that narrow lane, according to federal government, is only supposed to be temporary. They cannot leave it as permanent.
Oh, that's so terrible. That's real bad.
But they're leaving it as permanent.
Yep. And I just finished driving on that, and it's on a Saturday, and it was backed up because, you know, you got to merge in from the right side
mm-hmm.
of the freeway, and it's like, wow, man, you look at that, and it's like. Oh.
So how much of this can you take?
They widened the freeway in Pearl City because you got more land out there. You know, they mm-hmm. made it to six lanes, but over there's no land. You know, you're pushed up right against the condos over there.
So, I know.
I mean, I don't even know why they even widened the freeway. I mean, I don't know whose brilliant idea that was. Boy.
You got some real smart guys in office.
Yeah, well, next year we'll get a new president, and, you know, we'll see how the current...
You really have faith in the people?
What's that?
Do you still really have faith in the people's intelligence?
No, here in Hawaii, I don't, because, like I mentioned 2 weeks ago, the reason why nobody votes is that they feel that their vote does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what, the same guys are in. You know, it's like, you look at the governor over the history of Hawaii. It's always, okay, the lieutenant governor, he's going to be the governor, right? If you look mm-hmm. at the history. There's never been an outsider or a new guy, so to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's become governor.
Somebody out of the machine.
Yeah, right. So somebody out of politics. Somebody out of politics. You know, maybe like a businessman or
mm-hmm.
a CEO of a major bank. You know.
Never happens.
Like Walker Dawes or, you know, whoever.
Never happens.
Right. I don't think it'll ever happen. Yeah. And, you know, the problem why Hawaii, for the most part, is always going to be democratic from the day to the day passed on, is because you got to go back to the history. You look at the Big Five.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Five are basically, you know, Republican, and it's sad. You know, when you got a one party state, there's not going to be any advancement.
What is really sad is these leaders have no heart for the people of Hawaii. Absolutely no heart.
And you know what I don't understand is that I live in town, so I drive on that I think it's Keolu Street in Iliha. That street has been so bad and so bumpy for how many years? And I believe only in the next few months they're gonna close it and repave it. How come it takes them so long to do that? But with this rail,
they're right on it.
Yeah, they're just shoving it down everybody's throat.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's.
Yeah.
From
Kauai to the Big Island.
Simple
stuff like fixing roads, it takes them forever to do it.
Yep.
If they even do it.
Well, thanks for the call.
Okay, George. Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy your
Aloha.
Show.
Okay, who's next?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you been again, man?
Hey, okay.
I was going to comment about the, little lanes that they made real little now on the freeway, H1, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's very dangerous, especially if you're driving an SUV, you know.
Yep.
I wonder how many people getting getting so accidents on that thing.
Hmm.
But you know, I think they should ban people from even bringing a cell phone in a car, because no matter what, you know, 80% of them still gonna use them.
No, you're right.
And if you are an inexperienced driver and you're stupid, chances are you're gonna get an accident and kill somebody like the other lady, kill that real nice kid that just graduated from college. I mean, high school, and had on her head of her just because she doesn't like to listen to the rules and laws, because that's how they are. You know, can just put some gadget in somebody's hand. That's why they gotta ban that thing, man. Because you're gonna keep getting these accidents, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, and
need more enforcement.
And it ain't gonna stop. And you know, it's just terrible that innocent people. And I bet you that lady had no insurance, probably minimal. And so you know, these other guys are just.
It's sad, yeah.
Terrible.
Yep.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call. Okay, so again. Excuse me. The Kauai car show was fantastic. Wish all of you could have been there. It's really, really fantastic to see those cars and the enthusiasm of all the car owners. So much money in the prices of their cars there. Okay. So if you have a question, a comment, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George.
How are you?
Oh, way better. And, George, you know, I don't have a computer, and everybody I know has the smart little sassy phones, and nobody sits around a computer anymore. They walk around staring into that phone all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, but more importantly, George, I want to thank you for the memories.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob.
And George, I really, really appreciate how kind you were to me when I got so sick.
No.
A couple of years back, and
yeah.
Dropped out 3 months.
Rob, you need to. Rob, you need to call me at my shop. I have a healer that is really fantastic.
Okay. I've been...
This lady is working on my mesothelioma, and it's about 80% gone.
Yeah. I'll never be 100, George, but I tell you, I guess you can probably tell by now.
Yeah, give me a call at the shop.
Okay.
And I'll set it up, because she's coming in on the end of the month.
Okay. And just in case I don't be offended, okay?
No. But, you know, I'd like her to help you.
But I appreciate it. I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Good.
And Wanda, I won't go on. I didn't want to go on the air with good news, but. Ask Wanda later if you'll get a kick out of what I told her.
Okay.
Off air. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Alden from Lihue. Lihue.
Alvin.
Alden.
Alden. Hi, Alden.
My question is, I put in gas at Costco, and I'm wondering if the folks at Death.
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell me how much?
Way, way below substandard.
Like?
82.
Oh, okay.
You cannot run a lawnmower on that.
Okay.
I don't know why. Kauai is the lowest octane, you know.
Wow. That's good to know.
Big Island, the shell, 92 is 89.
Wow, 82, huh?
Yeah, what happened to Kauai? You guys got the highest gas price and the lowest octane.
I don't know
either. But go see Harvey for ethanol and you'll see how much better your car will run. I guarantee you. Just 2 gallons ethanol to any tank of gas, and you watch how smooth that baby will run and how much better your gas mileage will be.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, is it break time?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. So just enjoying the beginning of the show. You know, always like when callers call in and they're like precise, right to the point. Like the gentleman was saying about the rail, I saw a picture a friend of mine took where those things are actually cracking.
Yep.
You know, they're like concrete.
Yep.
And I'm going, wait a minute. This is cracking when they're building it. Are you going to be the first person to go ride? And he was like, yeah, I never thought about that. I go, I wouldn't get on that thing for 2 years. You know, you got to let them work out the bugs first.
And the thing is misaligning.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? And then because I finally drove out there to look at it. And once I got there, I said, I cannot believe this. I thought they would start from the base yard, you know, and build it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No, they started like in the middle of the field and built in two directions. I'm going, what is this? It's insane. And finally, on the road rage, like I was just telling Wanda, why I'm Rolling Bob, because in my business I have to drive. I'm stuck in traffic 4 times a day. You get from one road paving to this construction to that construction, and it's out of control. And that's why people are mad, because they're late. You know, you leave your house, you don't plan on sitting in traffic for 45 minutes. So you're late, you're stressing out, people have no consideration. You know, you like line up, right,
mm-hmm.
because the lane closes, and you're sitting there 15 minutes, and what do you have? All these people fly down the lane and go right up to the cone, and then you go, okay, let's go every other car. No, as soon as you let one car in, 3 cars jump in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, why are people mad? Because it's like, this is not what you want to be doing. See, I'm getting worked up just remembering it.
Calm down.
Yeah. Anyway, again, check the website out. We'll be putting up the new information after next Saturday. And on that note, we'll see you soon. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Who's next?
We have John on the line.
Hi, John.
Thank you, Mr. Nita, for taking my call. I wanted to ask you to get a comment from you about, you know, thousands of vehicles being stuck in traffic because of the rail. Isn't it like a win-win situation for the city and state? Because those people have to buy gas. And isn't a windfall in gas, you know, tax revenues for city and state? I'll take my answer off the air.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But if the politicians had a heart for the people, the rail wouldn't have started. Think about it. I mean, the cost of the rail is just going out of sight. And they're only in ag land. Think, people, think. what's going to be the cost coming into the city? What is going to be the cost when they come down into the city? Right down in the middle of Dillingham. Dillingham is going to shut down. Does Dillingham have traffic? You bet you. Where are these people going to go?
Yeah, but they're saying that all the property that's going to be close to the rail is going to be more valuable than it is now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But at the cost of everybody else, is that a right thing to do? I don't think so. Is it right to put your friends and neighbors through the guillotine so you can be more prosperous and rich? That's what you're looking at.
Well, do you see how things are going here in this state? Like, eventually, down the line, we're just letting it happen, where it's only the rich is going to survive living here, and the poor is going to be working for the rich, and the middle class people
out
of here. Because you look in Kaka'ako, what middle class person can afford to buy one of those condominiums they're building now?
Mm-hmm. That's right. But what they're not looking at, and I can tell you for fact, because I was one of the first board of directors on the HCDA, they are not covering any of the requirements, folks. They're breaking the law because the governor okayed it. One of the requirements, if you're going to put up a high-rise, the person putting up the high-rise need to change the sewers. Did anybody change sewers? No. The sewers are backing up without the high-rises there. Go drive down south in Ala Moana and smell it. It stinks. Well, so when are the people of Hawaii going to stand up for their rights? I tell you something. This would never happen in Thailand. In Thailand, the people, they don't organize. They just use common sense and rush the politicians. No, they don't get away with things over there. Not like it's done in Hawaii. And it's so sad because Hawaii is the most beautiful place in the world. I'm telling you. You, the people of Hawaii, need to stand up for your rights and do something. The politicians need to listen to the people, because the people are the boss, not the politician, not the governor, not the legislature. It's the people. They are the boss. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
You know, the other week you said mothballs is toxic. What did you mean?
Well, mothballs is used to kill moths.
Yes.
So it's it's toxic.
For human beings.
Yes, for anything.
Well, I thought you said it's good for the car.
It's good for the car.
Yeah.
But ethanol is better than mothballs.
Right. That
because you can pour ethanol on the moth and the moth won't die. He'll get drunk, but he won't die. So it's the cleanest fuel. And if people, and that's the biggest American word, if people of the world would look at history, Henry Ford made the first car. Henry Ford ran the first cars on ethanol. And he made a statement that ethanol is the best fuel for the future.
How come the whole United States doesn't know this?
They know, but they don't want you to know. It's all about money. All about money.
What was I going to say now?
And all the money in the world could never get you another Hawaii. It's so sad. People just don't see the finish line. It's so, so sad.
Can I bring a plastic gallon bottle to put the ethanol in?
Sure.
Because last time you said cannot.
You can't, but the plastic will weaken the ethanol.
Oh.
Yeah, it takes 7 days for it to weaken it. So if you want it potent, you gotta put it in a glass bottle or a steel can.
Oh.
That's why when you buy wine, champagne, mm-hmm. and vodka, mm-hmm. it's all in glass bottles. If you put the champagne in a plastic bottle, in a little while, it's nothing. It'd be like water.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Okay. Those of you on Kauai, you can get ethanol from Harvey Maeda. And Harvey also has that fantastic Royal Purple Oil and that electronic rust proofing stuff. It's all good stuff. Harvey Maeda has all the good stuff. Give him a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. Now, all those people out there, and there's a lot of you out there that listen, that think I push ethanol to make money. That's crazy. If you don't like to use ethanol, it's up to you. Damage your car. But let me tell you something about something that's very interesting. You know, on the news, they had that airplane, that Cessna that crashed in Hilo? Okay? That plane was having a hard time flying. On low octane fuel. I want to test that fuel, but I can't. They won't let me. The air aviation fuel is supposed to be no less than 100 octane. I've tested fuel here in Honolulu, aviation fuel, and tested it at 88. So, the engines will knock. And it will blow up. And a lot of people out there listening always have that remark of, oh, my car runs all right. I don't need to run better fuel. Now, if you talk to the older people and ask them about gasoline back in the 50s and 60s, nobody ran regular. Everybody ran premium, or what was called ethyl. The octane on that ethyl or premium was 100, 104. Regular was 98, folks. 98. And when you use regular, the engine would knock. It would have a hard time climbing up any slope. So, up to you. The ethanol is a fantastic anti-knock. Even using only 1 gallon to a tank would help the engine run smooth. It's a big difference. But it's your car, your money, up to you. If you don't believe what I'm telling you about Henry Ford, go look it up. It's on the computer. Go look it up. And it's common sense. Where did he have gasoline? There was no gasoline when he built the first car. There was only ethanol. Ethanol was all the whiskey out there. So that's what he used to make the cars run. And Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955. Not on hydrogen, not on electric. It was on ethanol because it's the cheapest fuel for the people to put in the cars without modifying anything. You go to hydrogen, you got to spend thousands to modify the car. Okay? You go to electricity, you got to change the whole car. What about the lawnmower? What about the boats? Ethanol was the most flexible, easy fuel to put into the car with the least amount of cost to the people. Hardly any costs. So, Brazil went from third world all the way up. You don't hear about planes crashing in Brazil. Right? Anyway. Next week, Saturday, is our last broadcast here on KHNR AM 690. If you want to know more about it, go to my website, www.georgenita.com. If you don't have a computer, ask a friend, neighbor, or something, go check for you. Okay? Just bring in a heads up. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have a question or whatever. Okay?
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And did you hear that PSA that we played on a drunk driver? You know, that girl that died in that accident, just graduated. People only wake up, like I say, at the funeral. Then it's too late. Too late. Do things, say things before the funeral. Okay, who's next on the line?
We have Wayne from Honolulu.
Hi, Wayne. Hello.
Hello. There's a question on the ethanol fuel. Is that a fuel or is that an additive?
Ethanol is a fuel. It's the Indy 500 cars have been on it 100% pure for the last 6 years. And you can add it to your fuel. It mixes and blends perfectly. And it acts as an anti-knock. So the substandard gas that we have here in Hawaii won't damage your engine.
Okay, so that ethanol, I just added to the pump gas?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And where do I get that? At your shop?
I'm the only one that have it.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, no, that's what I want to find. That's my question.
Okay.
Add it to your regular pump gas, or do you want it straight up?
Yeah, use the Shell Premium.
Okay, and just add it, how much to a gallon?
Majority of the people put 2 gallons and then fill it up with Shell Premium.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Lana from IEA.
Hi, Lana.
Oh, hi, George. Hey. You know, did you read about that article about Safeway test on the gas?
The what?
Safeway supermarket is now having pumping gas.
What?
In Ever Beach, the first Safeway, the nation's second largest grocery chain, opened its first gas station on Oahu March 28th, undercutting the price of competitors by as much as 30 cents per gallon. So, you know, I was going to call you earlier, but when I read it further, I said, oh, forget it, no sense, because it's Chevron Station gas. and you know how you promote it so much, right? I mean, you know, I just
Shell is the best.
I know. No, I know. And all the listeners, the devoted listeners know that V-Power is the best. But I was going to tell you, go send your, you know that guy who always go check the gases?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've been busy on the road a lot, so I haven't been calling in. But I said, boy, what next? They're going to ruin all... Some people don't realize that anything is cheaper. They got to think twice because, you know, they're going to ruin the inside of their engine. And I know it because of you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I never experienced any trauma on my car because I take it into you to have it checked regularly. It's just like going to a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't maintain your car, like Bob, I mean, the other guy I always call, you take care of your car, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, and another thing, can I promote Duke? Ola, he's on the air, you know, now, Monday through Friday, on the Hawaiian station,
mm-hmm.
4 to 6 o'clock. I just accidentally found him, and I was so pleased because, you know, I voted for everybody except the same old, and I don't know what's going on with this island. George, you know that rail and everything that's going on, why do you think they're having all kinds of problems? Because that rail is too much for the road to take, and all the piping, the gas line, they've broken it all. I mean, it's damaging the inside, the gut of the road. No, it is. It's like you put steel plates.
It's sad.
Isn't it sad?
So sad.
And more is all these council people went vote for give them funding again. All of these guys, oh, Lolo, I cannot believe what's going on. I tell you, and people, you know, every time I go out, we have conversation about the rail because everybody trying to avoid the steel plates. So everybody cutting, you know what I mean? And they're driving crazy. And that's how accident or partially denting their cars. I hear it all the time in the morning how, you know, the body and fender accidents is happening. That's what people are doing.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Lana.
So I got to tell you one more stuff.
What's that?
I lost, I used to babysit my cousin's only daughter. You know when the first cell phone came out? And she's a beautiful 28-year-old. She has a little boy. She was talking to her boyfriend, and she lost her concentration. She hit a pole. The boyfriend heard her and he knew the route, so he found her. She died. So the mother, it is so sad. You know, people think, yeah, when you're driving, you're responsible for your own life, right? Oh, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I know your commercial. Every time I hear that, I get all chicken skin, you know. It's really sad, but what can you do, George? You only can tell people, and if they don't listen, right?
They're just like sheep.
Yeah, but, you know, at least I listen. I mean, I lazy do my own, you know. That's why I go to you and Todd.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys being there. Okay. You
take Thanks, Lana.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, who, George? I addicted to Shell gas. Ooh, Shell gas, even 2 gallons ethanol. What a difference, boy. Never ran so good. You see the trouble I started with Leave It to Later, Laurie, and Silicon Sam? Thanks to that 20-gallon you loaned me, right? Last night, we went go get 20-gallon gas for mixed with ethanol. Woo! 110 octane. Figured that one out.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Like you said, this airplane fuel, you know? You know something? They should be using that in the airplanes. Like
That's
all
right.
The airplanes have been crashing. Every day, all I've been hearing here is about one crash on the Big Island, one crash in the mainland somewhere, one crash in France, although they say it was intentional. I wonder if it's because not enough octane.
That's what it is. It's all about money, Dean.
Yeah. But you know what it means? I'm afraid to travel nowadays. People tell me, come on, expand your horizons. Go travel some more. I said, not when the octane is less than 110.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dean.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I called last week about my friend had a SUV, Kia, and she had the engine light coming on. He told me to get the gas cap. And she did get the gas cap, and she put the silicone over. And we were in Kaneohe, and she needed gas. So I said, you know what, I'll buy you $25 Shell V-Power. So she said, which one should I get? I said, don't get the one that with regular gas. Get the V-Power. She put it in. She told me today that she had excellent gas mileage. It hardly went down, and she had good power and everything. I said, well, you pay a little bit more, but you get it's better for your car.
Big difference.
She's hooked on it. So I said, you know what? Go with the V-Power Shell, and you have no problem with your car. And I'm going to try to get her on ethanol. I'll try to see if she can put that in her car, too. So hopefully she can come down to your shop and get some ethanol.
It's hard. People just don't listen.
Yeah, but I appreciate all you do for us. And sorry to see you go, but the radio station, but it was great talking to you and give excellent input about automotive. Appreciate it, George.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's next?
We have Paul from Kapolei.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Okay.
I was listening up on some callers earlier, and one guy had mentioned somebody to run for office. I'm thinking, hello, the guy is right there. You talking to him, George?
No.
You're the most common sense guy I've ever heard. Not even funny, not even close.
I tried 3 times to help the people of Hawaii, and nobody listened, so.
I'm 30 years old, so I looked up on your website, and I know you ran back against Kaitana, but I'm just thinking, would it be possible for you to run on the other party, maybe? Inside, maybe?
You know, let me give you the story. In 94, when I ran for governor, I ran to try to save Hawaii Raceway Park and bring the economy up for Hawaii. Well, I had a lot of plans on doing that. Not one person, not one racer helped.
Wow.
Not one. Way back in the early 70s, Hawaii Raceway Park closed. I got some people together, formed a new type of racing, and reopened Hawaii Raceway Park. There was never, ever a mahalo from any of them. Every year they have banquets. I was never invited. Some particular people, I don't want to mention names, stood up and mentioned that they were the ones instrumental in starting and opening the track. Mm-hmm. But my friend Les Park stood up and said, no, you're wrong. But that's the kind of gratitude the people have. So I ran, I tried three times, two times for governor and one time for mayor. All that is happening in Hawaii is not necessary.
Right.
It all could have been different. For instance, the island, the sand island, mm-hmm. that's wasted land.
Yeah.
They're not making any money. And I had a deal with NHRA to lease the whole island and make it into a massive motorsport speedway mm-hmm. and bring in money. But nobody listened. Also wanted to bring back the Trans-Pacific Yacht Race. That yacht race is fabulous. It's beautiful. We don't have it.
We're the ideal place for something like that, though.
That's right. That's right. And having ethanol in Hawaii, it would create over 2,000 jobs per island. 2,000 jobs. I mean, if people could only go back in history and look at Hawaii when we had pineapple and sugarcane, life was good.
Yeah.
What happened? But anyway.
Yeah, but just thank you for everything you've done. Such a good heart, good man.
Thank you.
Just appreciate everything you do. Thank you, George.
Mahalo. Okay, who's next?
We have Robert from Kunia.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, George. I really love your show.
Mahalo.
And I fear your pain. And I'm one of these guys that believes in doing things in a positive manner and not complain and spin your wheels and stuff like that. And just listening to what you were just talking about, I like to do something positive. I'd be the first to donate $50. I'd like to run a full page ad of all the politicians that voted for this rail thing and all the other things that all these backdoor deals, and put their names in the paper so people can either say, yeah, we love this stuff going on and we love the corruption of Hawaii, or no, we're not going to take it anymore.
That's good. The people like yourself need to stand up and voice their feelings.
You know, they keep saying same old, yet they keep voting.
Yep.
You know, like sheep.
They do nothing about it.
And I'd love to run a full page ad and put these guys down and call them on.
That's an excellent idea.
Thank you so much for your show.
Mahalo.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Dan from Kapolei.
Hi, Dan.
George.
Yeah.
Who does good wheel alignment? You know, it's time. Roads, eh?
Yeah. The good wheel alignment guy that I would recommend is Island Brake and Alignment in Pearl City.
Pearl City?
Yeah.
And by the way, you remember the, you know, the radiator cap I used to, have that zinc
mm-hmm.
to scavenge.
No, that not available anymore.
Wow. Unreal.
Yep.
And by the way, George, you know the batteries, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend?
Optima.
Optima. And what...
The higher the cranking amp you can get, the better.
I notice a lot of people, you know, they always go with a cheap battery.
No. The cheap battery is a drug addict. He'll take your gas, He'll eat up your alternator. He'll eat up your starter. No good.
So even though you buy a new car, you know, you get on battery in there, it's
not a good battery.
Not a good battery, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Golly. Well, appreciate it, George. Keep up the good work,
sir. You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Find my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my
okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Kimo from Nu'u'anu.
Hi, Kimo. Hello.
George.
Hey.
Hey, George. Hey, I got a question. I seen something briefly this week. People who installed solar panels on their roof just got their property taxes jacked up, and all of a sudden,
what?
Yeah, all of a sudden it's under investigation. So I'm wondering, like, does a state person just come to work and do this? And all? I don't see the reason for this.
Well, I'm not for solar panels.
Really?
Yes, because see, if this was back in the old days, in the 50s and 60s, where the ozone layer or the oxygen layer around the world was thick, the layer would filter out the sun rays. The sun rays is radiation. In the old days, we would run around with no shirt. We never got sunburned. Today, you stand out in the sun for 1 hour, you're burnt to a crisp. It's the sun rays. The sun rays is radiation. And you put solar panels for solar heaters, solar electricity, you're putting radiation into your home.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. We have enough radiation killing us. We don't need any more.
Oh, okay. All right. Good info, George. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? And the announcement again, next week Saturday is our last broadcast here on KHNR AM 690. Okay? And to find out more, go to my website, www.georgenita.com. Okay? If you don't have a computer, call a friend, a relative, somebody would have one, and have them find out for you more information. Okay? So, I'm sorry, but the cost of doing the radio show is just too high. I try my best to help the people, and it's time to cut some costs. Okay, who's next?
Before you go to the next caller, and before you go off air today, I wanted to give a big mahalo and a shout out to Daniel Yoon and his girlfriend. And I didn't get the girlfriend's name. You know that the girlfriend found somebody's wallet, and they took the trouble of finding out who to contact to return the wallet.
Wow, that's good people.
I know, that's amazing.
Yeah, what was the name again?
Daniel Yoon, and I didn't get his girlfriend's name.
Wow, you know, Heavenly Father and Jesus, they love people like that.
It's amazing. I you know, there's like over $100 in a wallet.
Really?
Yeah, and they didn't take anything. And he was going to give them a reward. They wouldn't take it. They said no.
Those are nice people.
Really, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. There's hardly anyone that would do that today.
Yeah. That's kind of people that Hawaii had way back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next?
We have James from Palolo.
Hi, James.
Hello?
Hi, James.
Yeah, you know about the octane? You know, he's talking about the 98 or 92 octane. They stay on the pump.
Yes.
It's not, he says it's not the octane that they stay on the pump anymore.
No. It has never been what is on the pump ever since 2005.
Yeah, because I was wondering about that, because my uncle used to work for 76, and he used to check the octane all the time before they can go in the gas station. You know, when he's receiving fuel from the mainland, it goes into his tanks.
Mm-hmm.
He used to gate those tanks. That was his job before. And then after he retired, nobody does it anymore, because everything is, they work with computers now. Nobody finds up tanks and runs this thing down and kick the samples and take them to the lab and check the octane and put this thing in this tube and you get this blasting and it floats. And
see, that octane being low, the oil companies, you can't do anything about it, because the oil companies back in 2005 had a big meeting with the state, and asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane because of the ethanol. And the state, instead of asking the mechanics or anybody, they said, oh yeah, go ahead, go lower it. So I've talked to those representatives and people in the legislature and told them, if you're going to allow it, put the right number on the pump. And their remark to me was no. I said, that's illegal as false advertising. But according to our politicians, they are the boss and we work for them. So I'm wondering, where's my paycheck from them? Unbelievable. But the people of Hawaii need to say something.
I know before they were strict, they would check it. And I guess now they don't.
Yep.
Yeah, because he's to celebrate all the 50 states, all the pumps and anything. After he retired.
Then the lingo closed the office.
Yeah. Oh, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's now, I put the super inside my car, that things start easier now.
Oh, yeah. Use the Shell Premium. It's the best gas.
Yeah, I try Shell.
Okay.
Shell's good. Thank you. Nice talking.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. I really appreciate it. Big mahalo to all of you. And remember, when you don't find me here on the station, go to my website, www.georgenita.com. And Bob will have the information up for you. Okay? Take care of each other. And please, please keep Hawaii, Hawaii, the best place in the world. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.